Good morning. 6:40, Brack, Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, you ace?
You ace.
Oh, anyway, we're going to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Landingham, his amazing crew, going to get you taken care of. Well, Brian May is admired for his guitar playing in Queen, and it seems that one day Freddie Mercury wanted to remind May just how great he was. May told Total Guitar, quote, "One day Freddie had a big smile on his face when I came into the studio, and he popped a cassette into the player," which I love that he said he popped a cassette into the player,
and, said, <up. laughs>
and said, "Listen to this, darling. This is going to surprise you." And what he'd done was spend the whole morning putting together all the guitar solos that he could find in the work and then we have done before, and he'd strung them all together. It was quite amazing. Unfortunately, that tape seems to have disappeared. May said, quote, "And one of my big regrets is I can't find the cassette. I never throw anything away. I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I ought to be somewhere. But Freddie was very proud of the stuff that I had done and that we had done together."
So it basically like guitar solo. So one guitar solo and then boom, it goes into another from another song and it's just strung together into one big track.
He pretty much found all these things, whether things that were on an album or things that they did just fooling around. And he made it all copacetic onto this one. This one long kind of jam track with also Freddie's kind of vocals, lyrics in there as well. Could you? Oh, God, he's got to find this tape. That's
good. You got to. Start digging.
Start digging, mate. You got some free time. That would be so cool. It's those lost gems you and I have talked about. They're always just the coolest things. Like, oh, this hasn't been heard in 30 years. It's like, what? That's awesome. Yeah.
Something about that. Yeah, man. Brian, you got to find that tape.
Damn it, Brian. Mark these things down. Put them in a safe spot, man.
I left it in the sun.
No. Don't do that with cassettes. It ruins them. Anyway, well, fingers crossed May is able to dig those up because that'd be pretty cool. And just a nice little look back and remembering Freddie all those years ago. So fingers crossed. All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 5th, 1971, Led Zeppelin performed Stairway to Heaven in concert for the first time. It was at Ulster Hall in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Do you think the people there at Ulster Hall in Northern Ireland were realizing what they were seeing?
What they were getting? Yeah. They had no idea.
I mean,
what's this song? This song sounds pretty good. Maybe people all like this one.
What's crazy is all these amazing bands that you and I grew up listening to that people have enjoyed. At one point in time, they all started somewhere. And I always just, it cracks me up to think about like someday early in the past, someone was like, "Hey, man, you want to go down to the pub? They got this band playing Led Zeppelin, I think. I don't know. It's only a dollar cover, so we should might as well go check it out." Yeah.
You know?
No idea it's going to be one of the biggest bands in the world. So
everybody's got to start somewhere,
and
it usually starts in a local hometown pub. We're playing Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
It'll be great. We're the opener. At one point, Zeppelin opened for somebody. So for all you aspiring musicians, just keep at it. All right, just keep at it. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. We'll be back with more WIRX.